And then after the war, what happened after the war? Did you go on to university? Did you get a job?
You had to do war work during the war.
Yes, I did war work. Now, what was it? Yes, because of my ability to speak German and so on, the Minister of Economic Warfare, I had to do translations and plan routes for our troops to in Germany, where to go and so on. So that was
It's a very responsible job
It
for
was,
a young girl.
And were you still at school at this time, or had you left school?
Oh, I had left
You'd left
school.
school.
When you were 18 and liable for national service.
Yes,
Everyone
yes,
was
yes.
liable for
Towards
national service at 18.
that would have been very responsible indeed. And then what happened after the war ended?
You could have gone to Germany with the
What?
control. You could have gone to Germany with the control commission.
I didn't.
But you chose not to.
Yes, I could have gone to Germany with the control commission, but I didn't. I wanted to go to university, and so I took a crash course in Latin, which were needed in those days, and other courses, and applied and got into Bedford College in Regent's Park. Yeah.
To study what?
English literature, and English and literature in particular.
And how
And I
did
had
you
to do Anglo-Saxon, of course.
how could you afford to go to university?
What?
How could you afford to go to university?
Oh.
Did you get
A grant, didn't
grant?
I? Oh, yes, because I had worked for the, war work, for Minister of Economic Warfare, so I got a grant.
That was very
So,
good.
were you still living at that was with Lottie at that time?
Yes. But
And were you aware by the end of the war that your parents had perished?
well, in 1942, we heard that my father had died. A Red Cross letter, yes. And we didn't know quite what happened to my mother, ever, did we?
No. They
Well,
were deported. They were. De
there were
well.
these, we think she was taken to
Lodge.
Old Lodge, that's right, yeah.
Right. So going back to your studies, after you got your degree, did you go
Yes.
into teaching, or what did you do with it?
I did have to do some teaching, yes, I went into teaching, but I didn't really want to stay in teaching. So I took courses in shorthand and typing and applied for a job in a paper on a paper. This was a sort of a weekly paper, I think. But then afterwards, I switched to a very good daily paper and wrote reports and that sort of thing. But I had my own, what was it called?
Column? Your own column? Or?
I wrote a diary.
Ah.
I pretended to be somebody or other and wrote a regular diary.
Oh, that's great. For which newspaper?
The Eastern Daily Press
Very good.
in Norwich.
Excellent.
And when did you meet your partner? When did you meet your husband?
Well, I was married before. What happened? But not for long. It was the year of the flu, when everybody died, and he died. That's right. And that's when I went into into journalism. And I didn't meet my husband till, wait a minute, we got married in 1944.
So you were going to tell us when you met your partner, your current partner, Peter, and where?
So you think you met in 1954?
Well, this is a story that you're often telling the world. You can I'll leave you to tell it. I mean, it's a very exciting story. Do you not recall? Oh, well.
You tell us.
Well, I remember seeing him when I used to, with my boss, go for walks. I used to see a handsome young chap sitting under a tree reading.
And that was Peter.
I'd come down from Peter. University and was at a loose end. I was working as a forestry labourer, in fact, and in my hometown. And I was applying for jobs and I needed someone to type my curriculum vitae, because I had no typewriter, it looked better, it was typed. And I asked a friend to do this, because I knew he ran a typing school. And he said, yes, and on one condition, you can come and help the church fete. And I went to help the church fete, and she was the reporter that came and cheated.
Oh, yes, I was a reporter then, and that's right, that's how
you met. And did you come to Scotland soon after that, or did you spend most of your married life in England?
No, we came to Scotland when my daughter was 8, and she's now 50-something.
So we're talking about...
She's now about 55.
So in the 1960s, you came to Scotland.
Yeah, I think.
And what brought you to Scotland and to this beautiful house overlooking the Tay?
Anyway, I got a job here.
As a reporter here?
I was teaching to begin with. Mm. And then, yes.
And so you have a daughter?
Yes.
And
just one daughter.
Lovely. And does she live in Scotland?
No, she lives in Bristol. And she's... you may have seen some of her program, wildlife programs on television.
Ah, right.
She's a producer, is she, of these programs? Or?
Well, she has produced some of these, but she's now freelancing. Yes, she had a regular spot of wildlife things on. Peter will remember better than I. She still does some wildlife work, but she lives in Bristol.
Mm.